Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mark Reed. I'm a solicitor at Laudit Solicitors, and I tend to sort of focus a lot of my work on a lot of our contentious matters. And, you know, these sorts of things are very upsetting, stressful for clients. And when they initially phone us, you know, they obviously need the advice, but they're very much so, I need to get this sorted, and I need to get this sorted now. And that sort of impatient feeling that they're having is sadly contradictory to what is known as the civil procedurals and the pre-action protocols and conduct. And that effectively means that there's certain expectations from the court that the parties will engage in pre-action correspondence as much as they can before issuing a claim. So what I thought I'd do is bring in my wonderful colleague Fatima, who is a training solicitor at Laudit and works alongside me with some of our contentious matters. And of course, you know, we'd have to take the phone calls sometimes and discuss things with clients. And it seems to be on repeat, doesn't it, Fatima? So I guess, you know, first off, hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's okay. You're feeling hot today?
Very hot.
It is that week where I think everyone in the country is feeling so much heat that we're really on overdrive now, aren't we? And we've not had enough of it per se, but we certainly would like it to cool down a little bit.
Just a little bit.
So yeah, so what I'm sort of getting at here is I keep hearing you on the phone, and you know, you're having to discuss things with clients in regards to the pre-action correspondence and the expectations of the court. So I've invited you to sit with me just to do a very brief podcast for our listeners that would allow a little bit more understanding as to what those expectations are from the court. So I'm going to let you take the floor. So let's go with the very first point is the CPR pre-action protocol. What is it?
Essentially, the CPR states that when we are having a claim, as it were, whether it's an allegation of a claim or claim that's been issued.
That's a good point. So the word claim is, of course, not necessarily meaning that you've actually got this claim form that's there. It means you've got a claim against someone for X, Y, and Z.
Yes,
okay, sorry, carry on.
Prior to, you know, going to the courts or looking forward to issue any of that, there is an expectation that both parties effectively try to resolve the issue
extrajudicially.
Yes,
of course.
Out of court, yes.
So what does that entail? What does that mean we've got to try and resolve it? Because surely the reason why we are engaged as solicitors in the first instance and instructed by our clients is simply because they've already exhausted all of that, you would have thought. But that's not always the case, is it?
No, agreed. Especially if you are a lay person and obviously you're not legally versed, which, you know, a lot of us aren't. 2 years ago, I was not. What you think is your claim or what you think the other party wants from you, which you, in your right, in that moment in time, you might think unreasonable. The court, with all its power, with all its legal knowledge, will take a very pragmatic look at it.
Yeah.
And actually, it might be that what the other side wants or what you want actually could have been resolved prior to coming to them.
Okay, got it. So we get engaged, not always immediately, but sometimes it is immediately when there has been a dispute arisen from two parties.
Well.
Of course, yeah. So people think, you know what, I'm not even going to try and engage with this person myself. I'm going to go see a solicitor. So when they come to us, as we've just stated, we, you know, they might say, look, I haven't really got the money to be going straight to court. This is before we've even spoken. So they say, is there any chance you could write a letter, please, and set out what my thoughts are and, you know, the reason why I'm not happy with X, Y, and Z. Or it could be the other way around. It could be someone owes money. What do we say then? What's our role in that, and what do we normally offer?
So we usually offer a letter of claim, which actually is quite fantastic because as a layperson, you give us all this, you solicit all this information, so the information you feel is relevant. And what we do is we're not involved in the initial, you know, dispute with you.
We've got no emotion, have we?
Exactly. So we take a pragmatic look.
Yep.
We kind of think we use the guidelines set by the civil procedural rules, which effectively is, you know, litigation bible of, you know, the right procedure.
Of course.
All the way from issuing a claim to trial. We apply that and we see actually in law, what is Mr. John trying to say? So we write that, regardless of whether it goes, you know, to trial, at least you've got the foundations of a claim.
Okay.
So there's something in paper.
So to be clear, so they then, so the it's called a letter of claim, letter before action.
Yes.
It's got all these different names for it, but it's essentially the open communication between, from our party through us to the other side. Mm-hmm. We send this letter out. What do we provide in the letter? Give us a rundown of the head, the headings of the things that we would put in there.
So we would state whereabouts in which civil procedure protocol, as it were.
Yeah.
I use the term protocol for different
types of
claims.
Because there are a few. We're not going to go into that too much, are we? But there are a number of them, aren't there?
Yes. So we would set that out, and we'd also go into the background of the claim.
Right.
So where we believe our client's cause of action, I use that term to mean the, you know, alleged offence or allegation kind of stems from.
Okay. So we start with by putting the background in, because we're telling a story. We're painting a picture at the start, because then that leads into what?
Yes. That leads us to clearly state our client's position, and we use the law to back that position up, essentially.
So we say this is the background. We then say that client's not happy. This is the law that we're pointing to.
Yes.
And then, as you say, we then can discuss the true position. This is the reality of what's going on here.
Yes.
Okay, and then what do we, you know, try and finish it off with? What is it that our client wants, and how do we then present that to the other side?
So depending on what our client specifically wants, what we like to do is we like to always keep it open for alternative dispute resolution. So the potential to settle the matter prior to having to issue a claim.
Because of course that's the overriding objective of the court.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes we will have what we call undertaking. So if our client effectively wants the offending party, as it were, to stop certain action, we will try to see if we can get that agreed upon prior to having to go to court.
Okay, so we're going to offer them the next steps. This is what we would like from you. We would like you to do the following, and then we would then set out all of the different things that our expectations are in an undertaking. It might involve money, you need to pay us now, you know, it's a warning. Otherwise, we're going to go forward with court proceedings. Now, the biggest word here that tends to be used, and certainly in the court's eyes, is of course mediation. We need to try and mediate through this, and there's an expectation from the injured party that they must show that they can mitigate their losses, and that of course means that everyone has an expectation that everything's going to go swimmingly, but sadly that's not the case in life. And you know, once you can show that you've attempted to, you know, you understand that you've got to mitigate your losses and you've attempted to resolve it, if it's money, someone owes you £10,000, you say, look, I'm willing to accept £7,000to walk away with this, then you're showing that you're willing to, you know, take a hit there. Okay, but the reality is that when the phone rings and we get a lot of these people phoning us up, they could be angry. It's important to remember that the court will not look kindly on you issuing proceedings until you've exhausted all pre-action correspondence.
Agreed.
And it's really important to remember that if it takes a little bit longer to resolve, it could be more beneficial for you in the long run. Okay. So great. Thanks, Fatima. I honestly thought that it would be really good to sort of get you involved in, you know, on the spot conversations.
And I've enjoyed it.
I'd like to think that our viewers will, you know, take some of what we say and understand where we're coming from. And of course, give us a call if you'd like, you know, to chat through further. That's 02380 235979. Or if you do have a dispute and there's something that's arisen, something could have crystallised within a dispute that you've got going on with another party, and you can just drop us an email, throw everything at us, the kitchen sink and it all, and at least we can have a very brief look at it and then provide you with some advice, which I suppose the nice thing is for you, we're not going to charge you, just to offer you some advice. Okay, so that would be sent to info@lawdit.co.uk.
Yes.
Okay, thanks Fatima.
You're very welcome.
Excellent, thanks a lot. You take care. Bye.